Hi, I'm Shekayla Beatty, and I come from Baranga.
My name is Kayla. I come from Baranga.
My name is Jessalina.
Samuel.
And I'm from Baranga.
And from Baranga.
Shekayla, Kayla, Jessalina and Samuel have travelled from Baranga in the Northern Territory for a big weekend at the historic town of Burra in the mid-north of South Australia. It's an archaeological symposium with an Indigenous angle. Organiser Claire Smith explains.
It's just about recognising Aboriginal heritage in this land. So Aboriginal people have lived here 50,000 years and they have the most incredibly rich heritage. We have evidence in Australia of the first boat crossings in the world, some of the first art, some of the very first cremations or complex burials, language, and yet we don't really recognise that in our society. It's not really taught in our schools well enough, and in our universities well enough as well, actually. And so it's about recognising Aboriginal cultural heritage and this great, rich tradition.
Rachel Milliker has travelled from Baranga to Burra to run workshops with the local Ngadjeri people, as well as Indigenous visitors from overseas.
I teach at Baranga language. Two languages, my mother language and my father's language, which is Jawin and Dalabon, and also Creole too.
And what's the idea of what's going to be happening at Burra?
I'm going to teach them about our skin group, have them other students out there. And
there you've got your children with you, and your kids and other kids are going to be getting together with the local Indigenous children there.
Yes. And we're going to teach them how to just a little bit of skin group and all that.
An important focus of the weekend in Burra will be a discussion about who owns the traditional stories of the local Ngadjeri. Anthropologist Ronald Burnt collected many of the stories from Elder Barney Warrior. Barney's descendants now can't get hold of those stories because when Burnt died, he put an embargo on his journals and notes. Vincent Copley is Barney Warrior's grandson.
I remember meeting Professor Burnt. I was working in the Department for Aboriginal Affairs here in Adelaide, and this man just rolled into the office and sort of made a bit of a glance around and came straight to me and dropped a photograph of my grandfather in front of me. He said, "Well, I don't need to ask anybody who you are. Here it is." So, and the next minute I sort of looked at the photograph. I looked up and the man was gone. So I didn't have any time to really chit-chat with him about what was happening. And then, of course, he died. He had written lots and lots of books about South Australia and the Indigenous groups in the areas, and a lot of that information, of course, was handed down through Barney Warrior, and we've wondered where we could get hold of it. Just after Professor Burnt died, then his wife died, and we wondered where all the information that he had, where was it stored? So through Claire Smith from the Flinders University and her co-workers, we'd said that most of the information was in the Western Australian Museum. And so they raised some money through Native Title Unit and through the Flinders University to take me and my nephew across to Perth to meet up with a gentleman who was a custodian of that particular thing. But what had happened, of course, Professor Burnt's wife had put a 30-year embargo on the material.
Why did she do that?
Well, it was very difficult to find out. I think the custodian gentleman who was in the Western Australian Museum said that Professor Burnt was scared about the documents getting into government hands and then being used against Aboriginal people, especially in terms of the Ngadjeri people, because he had such a close association with Grandfather Barney. And so we often wondered how that can be done, and sort of weigh up whether the decision was the right one in terms of what may have happened or what the government in those days may have done. as today, where we're looking for information for the Ngadjeri descendants now to find out a little bit more about their country and in terms of where some of the sites are and some of the history that Grandfather Barney and Professor Burnt had put together.
You must be pretty excited about what you'll find when you do get access to them.
Well, yeah, we sure, you know, we sure are, because it we've uncovered some of the world's best rock engravings in the area. But as we go around, the locals, in terms of saying, well, I've got a bit of this, yes, I think you should go here. No, there are a number of sites on my property, but I'm not telling anybody. And so, you know, what we're saying is that we've now made an individual Ilua contract with one of the largest landholders up there, and which has a couple of sites on his property. So what we've agreed to is a contract between him and us to allow us in at any time to have a look at the sites, which is very good, and we're hoping that other people in the area would come forward and say, listen, we have the same. Would you like to work out an agreement with us? So part of this weekend in Burra is to do with that, in terms of making relationships with the local people around the areas and trying to work in terms of setting up a friendship basis with them, so that we can sit down together and talk about, you know, what they may have on their properties in regards, or some history about the Ngadjeri people that may have happened 120 years ago or something like that, right? Yeah, so it's exciting times, yes.
Archaeologist and organiser Claire Smith says the Burra Symposium has attracted worldwide interest.
We have them coming from everywhere, and they're calling up all the time saying, I'm at the airport and so on. We've got Inuit man coming, we've got Maori people coming, we've got a journalist coming from Japan only to cover this conference. I think that's like, I don't know, that's our story. It's kind of like amazing. He's just flying in on Sunday, flying out on Wednesday. We got people from South Africa, from Namibia, everywhere.
One, two, Burra.
Go.
One, two, three.
Burra!